Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, July 24th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulum.
And I'm Kip Stubbe.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the African Nations Champions, or CHAN, following Zimbabwe's surprise defeat to Namibia yesterday.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
And once again, thanks for joining us. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the CHAN Championship.
Zimbabwe was knocked out of the CHAN 2018 edition by Namibia at the National Sports Stadium yesterday. Warriors crashed out to a shock 5-4 penalty shootout loss, having won 1-0 in regulation time, a result that pushed the match straight to penalties due to a 1-1 goal aggregate. Namibia had won the first leg 1-0 in Windhoek.
The tournament will be played in Kenya in January next year. The competition, open only to players who ply their trade in their domestic league, is scheduled in the years between the African Nations Cup. And despite the matches having restriction on selection, the matches are actually considered full FIFA internationals, giving it a hint of gravitas, which means the matches are important in your rankings in as far as FIFA rankings go, Gibbs.
Exactly. If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And remember that we are live streaming on all our Facebook pages. That is VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. I'll repeat that again. Follow us right now on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. Those are Facebook pages. And if you wish to participate in the show right now, phone us on this line, 001-202-619-2077. So let's go for it, man.
Hongoka hama wadiwa nasi tlauti tinge tichitaura nezwe makwikwi e African Nations Championship kana kuti CHAN. Zimbabwe rwendo runo zvinenge zvakona nganga murapwa achida yakarwa iyo 5-4 pama penalties ne Namibia nezuro zvanga zvisingatarisirwe nevanhu vakawanda vanga vachifunga kuti Zimbabwe inokwanisa kuti ibudirire kuenda kuKenya kuchatambirwa makwikwi iyaya mukutanga kwegore rinouya munandira kusvika muna kukadzi. Asi vakamboza makomana sazvina kubuda sekudaro nekuti mutambo wekutanga wakatambirwa kuNamibia vakarwaiwo 1-0 neNamibia vachizokunda iwo 1-0 National Sports Stadium. Asi pakazoendwa pamapenalty apa zvina zvina kubuda sezvanga zvakatarisirwa. Tida kunzwawo pfungwa dzenyu kuti chii chaizvo chakaita kuti Zimbabwe mushure mekunge yamboita zvidavado ichisimudza mumwe mukombe kuSouth Africa uko izokundikani iyo kuenda kumakwikwi eChan. Makasununguka kuti munge muchiti fonera kuti zvakafamba sei vakomana vakadadisa paKosafa asi paChan zvakona Gibbs.
Kunjalo ke for it. Yes, urikandaba esikoka ngakho lamhlake esikhuluma ngeAfrican Championships yawazi kuti iZimbabwe Warriors idliwe izolo 5-4 zokushaywe imbekwa. Kungakachaywa imbekwa kade kuyi 1-0 ikokela ke iZimbabwe. Kuhlohleke uPrince Dube. Kuthi kona ngale Namibia eVindhoek iZimbabwe yanqotshwa 1-0. So kutsho ukuthi iZimbabwe sihlohlele izolo kanti sokule goal aggregate 1-1. So sokumele ukuthi kutshaywe imbekwa. So yena iZimbabwe selinganisele phandle kungani kuyahlupha khona kwabantu abanye bakhona nasibili ukuthi awuhamba ngemfanelo. Yes, mbona zansi sesilobaba lapha ecingweni. I think we've got Wellington Tony. He's a soccer commentator based in Bulawayo. Tony, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
No, good. How is Skies?
No, Skies is good. How are you doing there?
No, it's excellent.
Listen. Tony, how are you doing?
I'm doing very fine, and you?
I'm doing great, my brother. Now, Zimbabwe, I mean, this is a shocking result, right?
Yeah, one way you can say it's a shocking result, but the other you can, I really don't think it's really a shocking result, because you have to look at the first leg, how we performed in the first leg.
Mm-hmm.
And if we really did read into the mistakes that we made when we lost that game 1-0 in Windhoek, did we, as part of our preparations for the second leg, try and rectify those mistakes? Did we try and call the right personnel that could give us a better result in the second leg? You can say it's a shocking result, yes, fine, but did we do the right things?
Mm-hmm. So is it boiling down to team selection? What is the problem? The coach was saying that he was forced to make some changes because some players were injured. Is that a reasonable argument?
It definitely is not. It is not. It's, mm-hmm. The issue here is really about getting the right people to do the right job. Yes, mm-hmm. He might have been forced to do some to make some changes, which of course affects his tactics. But did we get our tactics in coming up with a team that was supposed to counter the problems that we had in the first leg? Because if you remember well from the first leg, Sanders said they were overpowered in midfield, mm-hmm. right? If they were overpowered in midfield, did we, as part of our preparations for the second leg, choose the right players that were going to play better in midfield? Because that is the problem, that is the major problem that he identified. Did he, as part of his preparations, then try and work on the weaknesses that he saw from the Zimbabwean team?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he did that, Tony, or he failed to do it? What exactly are you
raising? I think if you look at the number of chances that were created in yesterday's match, mm-hmm. I don't think really quite a lot of work was done. Fine, he might sing the same old song of lack of time in terms of preparation, but well, I don't think that is still an acceptable explanation as to what went wrong. I do believe that we simply got our tactics wrong.
Mm-hmm. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's shock defeat to Namibia yesterday. Zimbabwe is out of the CHAN tournament. And we, of course, want to dissect what happened. Only a few weeks ago, Zimbabwe was celebrating after winning the COSAFA Cup tournament. But this indeed is a worrying and sad development for many soccer enthusiasts. And of course, Gibbs, as they say, mm-hmm. Success has many fathers, but failure is an orphan. You know, once you lose,
you are alone.
In most cases,
people always tell the coach to go.
Exactly.
The coach never goes.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I think we've got one of the people who used to play soccer mm-hmm. in a very good way. Mm-hmm. And he's your friend. Mm-hmm. I think he's on the line.
Mo, are you on the line?
Yes, Blessing and Gibbs. How are you guys?
We're doing fine. Great.
We're very fine.
You win some, you lose some. Isn't it the motto, Mo? What went wrong?
No. We can't do that. Losing to Namibia will never be fun.
What went wrong?
As far as I'm concerned, I think we lost the match away from home.
Mm-hmm.
We were not supposed to lose in Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And when we came back, we were just trying to rectify the problem, but it was too late. We had lost the match in Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
It was a difficult task for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I also feel that there were too many changes that were made by the coach in those two matches. In just those two matches, there were just too many changes. I just feel there was no coordination, and we really had a very, very, very poor display according to Zimbabwean standards. That was very, very, very poor.
And how about his excuse that, there were the time to prepare for the match was just not enough, and therefore probably this is why the team was not gelling?
I think we always find excuses when we don't need to have excuses. Do you think that the Namibian coach was going to say, because we were not playing soccer for the whole year and another 5 months, almost a year and a half without playing soccer, that is why we lost to Zimbabwe? No. And exactly what the national team never has any chance or that big chance to be together for more than 2 or 3 weeks under normal circumstances. That's very normal. So that's a lame excuse as far as I'm concerned. He cannot say he didn't have enough time to prepare, because the bulk of his team were local players that actually played in the COSAFA, so he was just supposed to continue with those players.
Gibbs. Yeah, mbwelo kweke Wellington Tony. Nxa usukhangela iqembu leNamibia belabantu nje abathethwe lapha lalapha, iNamibia phela kulezi nsuku kayidlali kangako ibhola. So kusho ukuthi phela ungadinga amabhuzasi nje wathi dibadiba leZimbabwe. IZimbabwe ngadliwa akunjani?
Yeah, because ungakhangela coach weNamibia uRicardo Manetti, i-comment yakhe ayiphayo after that 1-0 win Windhoek last week. He said most of his players, they can only play for about 60 minutes or so. And then after that, they are basically tired. Meaning, vele fitness, yeah, but they are not fit enough to go for 90 minutes and above. So, not in a SLA league, right in the middle of the season, since that you are Nabantu, who are only able to play for 45 to 50 to 60 minutes, then it raises quite a lot of questions, not only about our lack of preparedness, but basically, I'll go back to that same thing that I raised, our issue of tactics. Did we get our tactics? We can't say with Abantu Abale lack of match fitness, but school in the midfield. We come back to the second leg, and we face the same problem again. So what were we preparing for?
So we are keeping for it. We can't go linking in that, eh?
Yeah, it means Bella Aula will be able to write there. Aula will be able to write. The problem is when he left the corner. Kota outside, Tata Avando Ava write. We will be able to solve the little problem.
Hai kwazwakala.
Mutombo odzokera kuna mo tichitarisa kuti asika ivo varairidza vandivo vakahwina mukombe weCOSAFA, ko chii chapa kuti zvinhu zvinetsa? Alo mo? Taurako.
Ndikunzwa blessing.
Ya.
Ndikuti chakanyanyoneka inyaya yekuti takaita takava nekakudzivirira munyaya yekuti tanga takunda timu dzese dziri muCOSAFA nekukunda kwatakaita muCOSAFA, saka taingoita kunge tisu tinokunda vanhu vese. Uyezve chimwe chakanyanyoita kuti tiite kunge tanyanya kuzorora inyaya yekuti Namibia haisi timu inosidya Zimbabwe, saka zvinhu zvanga zvisina kutarisirwa. Kana naivo varairidzi vaingofunga kuti ha changotamba changovakunda. Saka gadziriro yedu haina kunyatsoita gadziriro yakakwana. Uyezve ndosaka makaona mukuru wetimu murayiridzi akakwanisa kunyanya kuchinja maplayers pamagame maviri iwaya zvakanyanya, nekuti aingofunga kuti chero ndikatambisa ani nani tinongokunda. Saka inonzi muchirungu iya complacency ndo yakanyanya kuita kuti tikundwe mubhora irori.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the China tournament and Zimbabwe is out. Zimbabwe will not be going to Kenya in early 2018, Gibbs.
And now for the other teams that actually qualified, Angola 3, Mauritius 2, aggregate 4-3, meaning that Angola has progressed, right? Then what, Burundi 0, Sudan 0, this was the first leg. I think there's some kind of challenges here and there. Then Ethiopia 3, Djibouti 0, aggregate 8-1. I think Ethiopia was a scoring machine there. Then Lesotho 1, Comoros 0, but even if Lesotho 1, Comoros progressed because of the goal aggregate 2-1. Then Mozambique 0, Madagascar 2. Madagascar has gone through, so it's because of the 2-4 goal aggregate. And then when we look at our players that actually scored their penalties, there is Devon Chafa, Milton Ngobe, Praise Dona, and Dennis Dauda. But then Herbert Rousseau actually had his penalty spot served by the goalkeeper. So meaning that goalkeeper against goalkeeper was a hard thing to take. So are you taking a caller or I do it first?
Ariga tiende ku ne vatereri. Tina mkoma Lloyd. Magadi mkoma Lloyd.
Mwa vlezi magadi.
Aiwa tiripo. Makaono se ku roa kwa kaitu kwa kumana.
Ndoti na nebupi na mchirongwa mwa vlezi.
Aiwa chirongwa ndichenyu.
Zandrupo na zikiti ya kuzipaka. Idambuzi kundoro kuti ma FIFA purchase zayo siyazara neyo zimatongiru enjika that is number one bosi mkata sakunoti muna ifa na kunga chikocha chani angara manu but at the same time wako chita kochi wako mishe ngazi take over that's bosa katu wako sasa which means abana ku automatically pasu zisparku wisa na kusikuku kuzifa ukoko. Then to the PSL, EDS as a whole. PSL, the money, Arkura, Borare, the Muslim Papua, Magasas, and one blessing. The moon, and not Magaya. Magaya, our Borare, the Muslim Papua. Both Magaya are pinned up, especially Ato and Yer, Ato as the president. Ravan, this market as this is the Magaya, they say. Look, take your kids naked. Automatically, my players, I would play egg, I can go Magaya. Both Magaya and Arbata, Maraca, one of the club. From a player, the ADS, Ata Magaya, and Magaya, and Muzona. Prapore, Arika Simuki, that's both of Magaya. I could put my.
Ah, see, I'm Goma Lloyd. Inga Kunevamuani, Varunana, Barcelona, Oko, Kunana, Manchester, Varimar, one of the Goma players. Zvirikuitwa kwa one vamwe ava, zvirikuitwa kwa one vamagaya vacho. Pane chakaipa here kana homwe yakadzika aya. Zvinganzwa ora ya bora aya.
Ngoba mhen budai mukoma kwa bless. Pakawane team 1 inobara ma players aka mari aka matingati mari aka wandisa nditika. Which means ma players is acha manya ku team joy. Anti mazona. Saka like Dynamos make it.
Asi, mkoma Lloyd, hamusi kupindura mfunzo wangu. Ndati, vana Manchester United, vana Manchester City, vana Barcelona, vana Real Madrid. Vano itawo zvimwechete izvo, zvinokuti vane mari. Ma players hawo vana Messi na Ronaldo. Vano badarwawo mari dzakawanda, handiti. Kudarika vamwe vese.
Ndakupinda mfunzo wenyu ngombe. Mbunza ndio kuti tikata sauti kuna na Real Madrid na kuna Man U, amene kuna na Man U ka. Nika nyika dzakabudirira. Tikada kombe nyika ya Zimbabwe. Tika kunyika ya Zimbabwe nokuti player kutsaka pane mari pari kubadarwa iyi. Saka akaona kuti kukanisa mari yakakwana ka anotisa kwenda kuti mhiri kubadara iyo. Saka automatically bora ndingirafa. Saka matata sa nyika dzese dzofana na even kuna na Barcelona na kuna na Manchester ka. Nyika dzakabudirira saka tingazi company nyika yekwedisi.
Asika mese mulenda World Cup na mkoma Lloyd munotadza sei kukombe.
Ayo, ke tiri tingaende World Cup ngwa blessing but tikita ngwa blessing inye mari atingozona. Boss ngari bodo reflect gambo kuti muno mu South Africa monga. Apo se mu South Africa kwa kombe player kuti player iko na mari. Vese kwa kombe ya nekuti player kuti ambira ku Zimbabwe iko na mari. Saka anozona kuti ndakanotamba division ku South Africa ndopwa mari iri more than chi. Yeku Zimbabwe andi muzona andi sedisa kenda koko bosi ada achari kuda imari ari mazuva funa I think mo funga kamuta kuti kana chemba bora ka atambere bora kuti tsvira mari but tsangati I mean
I talent remunu ati mazona ati bomisa zimari saka kazini kasaka munhu pa players akutinono is long magaya kwasa kuti mamari andiri kuyainga anosekisa kuti
mukoma Lloyd ngati mbotaure nyaya national team sei akadyiwa
gadziro dzavo dzenge dzisina kumuya zvakanaka that's number 1 andi mazona uyeze difa yake pachezayo havangati vangati Raman Gumondi Aro coach team. At the same time, I would know Raman Gumondi Aro coach team. Missing Marmongato and Gato team.
Sunday Zambra.
But that's not that was not being a Sagana.
I want to not end as Gurum Goma Lloyd, Nubinam Jirongachid.
That's
not end as good. Yet from Lloyd there, interesting discussion. But you see, the issue of millionaires in soccer is controversial, of course. Yeah. You know, you have. Some clubs that are more equal than others and they can attract world-class players, but unfortunately not everyone can afford. I mean, that's why you see this this big talent gap gaps.
So he's saying the problem is Yata?
Yes, exactly.
Because Yata has got money.
Yes.
So I don't know whether Yata has got more money than FC Platinum, right?
I don't know. But Yata seems to be paying better than any other club. I don't know, but we don't know the salaries that the
getting, players are getting, yes. Yes, lomnumzana ke lapha ke useBotswana. Pangazitha kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba Tule kunjani?
Hayi siyaphila kakhulu kade sokugcina ke phose lakho lapho ngama Warriors.
Ngiyaxolisa baba uyazi ngilo mnyaka emibili. Ngisala khona ukungikhinta. Ngikoda ngifona ikhala kodwa lingadudi ifoni
yami. Hayi lamhla manje uzakhuluma uzuthi ya.
Hayi ixolo lami lakathesi ukuthi ngiyesaba ukuthi ngizaliphambanisa ngiphume kutopic ngoba hayi angikhokoze ibhola ezebhola
ngi hayi uqala utshayi utshayele ibhola mbakazide khuluma ngebhola ibhola
liyangehlula ngoba vele yikho ngadalwayo akukho ngazalwayo angazi ngibe phakathi kwebhola vele angangilazi
kodwa uzwile ukuthi
sala khona ukuthi loba ngibele ngafaka kulesi thathu kwenze ukuthi mina ngina ngiyipolitician ngikhulume
wena ufuna ezombangazwe so ke
kule ndaba engihlupheke ngezelizwe lapha
ya manje ezelizwe siyazigqasa kusasa kuzobuya ke
siyaphambili ukuthi bengicela ukuthi lingingenise kusasa ngathi singiphume kule ingathoni ngiphambanisa abantu ngiswa out of topic
ehe kodwa ke hayi kodwa ukukhuluma nje okufisa but ungakukhulumi ezepolitics khuluma nje ngebhora mbijana 1 minute kuphela one tata
uyazi ongikubambizo lokuphela ukuthi uyabona ngathi nesindebele nokuthi uthasilankida beshaki. Uhighlanders injani iyabuthelela abantu besitshonini besindebele. Iyahambe iyeqhatsha abantu besitshonini khona libaqhatshi babe ngamacoach babe yini phakathi kwayo. Kodwa bona abangeke bathinte umuntu wesindebele sizokutokosebenzela kuko. Yikho nje ngeenyanga uthinti nje okufitshane ukuthi kulokunye ukungahambi kuhle phakathi kulapha.
Ye, so ngathi ngikethaba jabu
tukuyi. Team kuyabe sokungani kulokunye okungahambi kuhle kuyabe sokukhethana ngemhlobo. Kukhona into kwakhona kuyaphila kuyasiyo into lokho. Yikho nje kunanzelela kakhulu kodwa asidla ngeke ngikhulume kakhulu ngebhola mina.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu so zakudinga sibili zadinga inamba yakho yifake kuvetina. Then ngolesithathu
ngifuna. Ngiyacela sibili umfayo ngolesithathu ngoba kule munye umbuzo engifuna ukuyibuza lokhu zentambano uthuma.
Yebo phela hayi sizabona.
Kule nto ayikhuluma izolo engifuna ukuthi ngifise ukuthi ngimbuze yona ngolesithathu nxa ungafaka ngolesithathu ngoba yikho ukukhuluma ngama diaspora ngikhulume ngifuna ukukhuluma ngokubazi ngakho akamphendula imibuzo etize edlula kunkala uInnocent Nkala lake lambuza imibuzo yakhona ngifuna ukubuza yena.
Hayi kulungile sizwile baba so senza njalo.
Ngiyabonga baba.
Yes, I want to say that is Mr. Mbakazitha. He says he doesn't know a lot about soccer. He has never been to a soccer field, but he says what he heard yesterday was there's a lot of kind of bad team selection. So he says maybe it's tribally based and tribally inclined, all those kind of things. But maybe he says that's hearsay, but that's what he thinks, you know? Maybe there's that kind of problem.
Let's go back to Tony. Tony, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
I mean, many people, including you, seem to be questioning this issue of team selection. By the way, the COSAFA Under 2017 championship in Mauritius, Zimbabwe, lost 5-0 to Malawi. What's happening, Tony? Is it the same?
That's absolute rubbish. Most of these attempts to Malawi selected 8 players, but then when it was time to go to the championships, it took none of them there.
Mm-hmm. Does he mean to say that there are no players, that not even one a single player that can fit from this region? Okay, fine. Let's not say Matabeleland North, Matabeleland South, Bulawayo, mm-hmm. whatever. Maybe from the Midlands or something. Are there no teams with junior policies where he can pick up better players that could have represented the country better? Mm-hmm. I think really it's quite an embarrassment.
Mm-hmm. Vantu Rovers, I think, is the best junior policy at the moment, right?
Yes, definitely they have. They have you remember last time the discussion that we had on the COSAFA on the COSAFA Catholic Cup, where I said yes, the Warriors might have won the COSAFA Catholic Cup, but it's purely a developmental tournament, and of course this one was supposed to be part of that team as an 18-year-old. He comes from Bantu Rovers. Now he has been signed by a team from South Africa without even going for trials.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Tony, and stay on the line. I think we've got a third guest, and that is Alexander Kulula Masego.
Mm-hmm.
Alexander Masego, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Oh, we're very good. How's Johannesburg?
Johannesburg is okay, cold.
So we see that the Zimbabwe Warriors were actually beaten in the CHAN tournament. So at the end of the day, what is the major or outlying problem? You know, what's really the problem here, Zander?
You know, we'll keep on talking about problems. In fact, the main problem is we are supposed to have, we know that we've got fixtures on all these tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
Right. No, if the fixture is 6 months or 8 months time, we need to start preparing before the time.
Mm-hmm.
But we normally prepare almost when there's only about a month, and then we expect, the guys to do wonders. Nothing like that will ever happen.
So what should be the maximum time to say, how are you doing it, you guys? Because you used to play for the Warriors as well. But we had this, a similar problem, I think. Is that the case?
No, we did. Yeah, we did. I mean, we lost against very good countries in any case. You understand? And we took a learning curve to us. But our preparations were far much better. We could actually prepare 2-3 months before. You understand? You are given also friendly matches in between prior to the game.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly what is supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm. And, during those days, let's look at Highlanders, for example. The junior policy was really good. What happened to that?
Okay, my own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Soccer is now commercialized.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people are making money out of it. There's no longer, like most probably, the love of soccer. We're not even the players themselves, all they think of is, I just want to go in and play for that team and make money. I want to play for that team and make money. There's no love for the game anymore. Mm-hmm. One. Two, the junior policy is one of the best. If ever we go back to the same old system whereby all the clubs in the PSL mm-hmm. could have the juniors.
Mm-hmm.
You understand, and have the reserve sides playing against each other. We knocked the first team's door,
mm-hmm.
doors when we were playing from the juniors. You upgrade to the reserve side,
yeah.
And then obviously when you are kitten raising there, the supporters will see and say, but that boy can also manage to play for the first team. They must try this boy. You know what I mean?
That's
it
true.
Was like a collective. Mm-hmm.
Those matches would even sometimes start at 9 when the big match was at 3,
exactly.
You know, with the juniors,
exactly.
And, you know, and exactly. People would actually go early.
No, that's very true. If we can revive something like that, it's so that we know, from juniors, you could actually go, even those who are scouting for the under-17s, you know, it's very easy for them to pick up those young youngsters.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, you know, scouting when it's about a month or 3 weeks to go to for you to go in and play competition and then you expect to do wonders there. I don't think it's fair.
So ngingawachake ngesintu ke Zander uthi katokwenza ukuthi vele abantu bezibaphe bangajayi kuhle inguqu lapha kuhamba njani vele ngombono wakho akuchaye ngesindebele.
kunzima endaweni njalo bua. Into khona bua ukuthi into engiyikhulume ngesilungu. Ukufuze sikhiphe kahle sibe kwazi ukuthi kona lesini ngesikhathi esinje kule tournament ekanje. You understand? Uma kule tournament le say like i COSAFA. We know that i COSAFA is and this is the time yokuthi sikale ukubuild kancane ngakho. Kube lama friendly matches lama countries. You know, picking up ama players locally. Ubone ungakabizi laba bangaphandle kwelizwe. Because now we relying with players abangaphandle kwelizwe, which is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is wrong. Thina sisadlala ngezikhathi zethu lapha ngumbani owayengaphandle kwelizwe. So there was no one.
Mm-hmm.
Sonke we local players and they were doing fine. You understand? Even if we see ama supporters, some of them they would understand. But they bad here, but bad here. Hey guys, it's quite less. It's crazy. It's right. It's yabukeka. I mean, but when in the best stand, so whether we lost, whether we won, it's the best stand. And they used to come to watch us.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Gibam. But when we say we're going
to
I think we have another analyst joining us. That's Lazy Buzo. How are you?
I'm good, gentlemen, and you?
We are doing great, Musondi Wamugadza. How is the UK today?
UK is beautiful, mm-hmm. should I say.
Is it raining like this side? You know, it was raining here yesterday.
The weather has been up and down, but it's okay.
Thank you so much. Now, you know, it's very funny. A few weeks ago, we talked about Zimbabwe winning the COSAFA tournament. And now, yesterday, they were knocked out of the CHAN tournament, 5-4 penalties. And the under-17s who are playing another COSAFA Champions tournament in Mauritius, they've lost a 5-0 to Malawi. Mm-hmm. What is your take on all this?
It's unfortunate that, you know, 1 minute we were singing praises and then suddenly we, you know, the guys are down and out. Mm-hmm. But that's part of the game. We have to learn to, you know, to say we win some of the games and we lose some of them. And when we lose, we have to lose as a nation.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, obviously, they have to go back to the drawing board and look where they went wrong. I was back home last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 2 weeks, and I think they lost a game to Namibia, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
1-0. There was a lot that was said. Yeah, there was a lot that was said. That made me unhappy, actually. But yes, we've lost a game. We have to accept that we've lost a game. We lose as a team or as a nation. And we try to correct our mistakes from there.
So now, before I go to Wellington Tony, let me read some of the messages on Facebook. And one of the guys that wrote us is Babagali Ndokuhle Msengo, who says, guys, you must understand, this is football. One time you win, one time you lose. Then Kolile Hlomzgama says, what we witnessed yesterday was Harare United, nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've got Jennings Rukani, who says, our confidence as a country tends to fluctuate, and this is also reflected in all we do at national level. It is shocking that after 37 years of independence, we hardly have a professional league to nurture players. So where are we going? Mm-hmm. And then we've got Martin Siwe, who says, yeah, let's see what happens, because things also change in life. Then Shosholoza Sizwe Sikamthokazi as he says, boycott Zifa until they start spending money in the national team. Mm-hmm. And then we've got Innocent, who says, Mofu has actually failed, and he continues failing. Sihle Nkala says, it's normal, they will win next time. And then Edson Ndawana says, that team was very poor. It never played the best of ways, and they never went for camping. So how do you expect them to win? Mm-hmm. And he says, can you call me? I want to contribute right now. And Innocent again says, call me, please, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Tony, are you still on the line? Hello, Tony?
Yes, please, I can hear you.
Yeah, right. Realizing that there is a serious problem in soccer in Zimbabwe. So what can be done to actually revive soccer? You know that, you know, during Leonard Fabish's time, it was a big team. You know, you still remember the dream team, eh? People used to enjoy that. And are we going to have those glorious moments again, or is all gone?
I believe that the opportunity to have those glorious days is still available, as long as we stick to those same old methods that made us successful at that time. I remember at some stage when Gumede was Ndumiso Gumede was the general secretary of ZIFA, not this time when he came in as the vice president. That time, he introduced a program called Just Play, where clubs in the PSL had to partner a school. That was part of football development. If you are going to be able to partner a school, you know, there are a lot of kids that come through primary schools. There are a lot of kids that come through secondary schools that are in various teams. There's also Coca-Cola. There are all sorts of things that are happening in schools as far as sport is concerned. But the moment we decided to break away from that old system, then everything we just lost everything. And the influx of money, like Alex was saying, that football is now commercial. Football being commercial now means the focus has shifted mainly to instant success than looking at talent. It's all about buying players. It's all about buying players who can give you a result tomorrow. It's not about getting talent that can give you results after 5 years. No, they have to give me the league title in November this year.
But, Tony, supporters that patient? You know, these days, you know, they just want to win the championship without appreciating that you have to nurture the players and then... You know, you have players like Messi took time, you know, but eventually they got it when he was still playing. Ronaldinho was the star of the team and Messi was on the sidelines, but you could tell that, you know, he was a brilliant player and Barcelona had signed him when he was only about 13 years old and they managed to develop him. But is pressure also not coming from supporters to say we want to win the championship at whatever cost?
Yeah, pressure will always come from the supporters, but pressure will come from the supporters if you are directing this. If you want instant success, they will say, fine, you bought 18 players, give us the results. But if you are going to show them that you want to have some kind of progression within your team, you want to have a team that is going to produce two players that are going to be in the under-17 national team, two that are going to be in the under-20, two in the under-23, and two in the national senior team. And then next year you're going to sell five players to South Africa, you're going to sell five players to Europe. Then that kind of progression, I think supporters will support that kind of they will support that kind of program. But if you show them that you are not concerned about their development, a grassroots development of football, and show them that all you want is the league title, they will definitely develop that pressure. They will say to you, you bought players, you give us the title.
Interesting. Gibbs.
So now we've got two former great players here. You know, Alexander Masego and Mukatsa. These two guys, I don't know why they are not maybe going to contest some seats in Zimbabwe.
Yeah,
but I still remember Zander wanted to do that. But something happened, Zander. So, if you were given the ZIFA presidency, where would you start in terms of building the Zimbabwe squad? Suppose you are the ZIFA president today.
You ask me that's a tough question, which you're asking me, Gibbs. All I can say that I think my stronghold would be more on administration and making sure that, you know, football is run proper in the sense that I don't think that if we could, if like what Tony said, If you have that structure which we used to have before, it was working. It used to work. Mm-hmm. So why should you demolish something which is working? Jonathan, yes. Unfortunately, again, committee tried something to affiliate with schools. And moreover, it was never done, you understand, something to revive what used to happen before during our time. So I think on my side, I would look into grassroots development more than anything else, because the more we do that, the better the country will actually, maybe survive, you understand? We actually produce a lot of very good players.
Mm-hmm.
And there is, I'm in SA right now, and if I tell you that how many teams here source players from Zimbabwe, almost all the teams, including 1st Division, including 3rd Division, you find Zimbabweans playing there. Some of them are not even known, you understand? And also, to have someone who could be a scout for the players, Zimbabweans who are playing in other countries, you understand? Because we're not looking. There's still plenty. I can actually go. I receive a lot of emails and sometimes WhatsApp people sending me pictures for players who are, some Zimbabweans who are playing somewhere else. Mm-hmm. You can actually build another team, and play against the national team, which is so-called the national team, and they can do better. Maybe you can pick players from those guys again. There's a lot of players in them. It's only that we're only looking one. Maybe we are blindsided. We're looking at one side and we're thinking that this is what works.
Mm-hmm.
Most probably, finances also are restricting us. In many cases, maybe that's part of it. But truthfully speaking, when it comes to players, Zimbabwe has got a lot of players.
Mm-hmm. Can you hold on there, Maseko? Sesilo muntu lapha osecongweni ubaba B Mhambi. Use follows kona ngale. Ba Mhambi kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba linjandina.
Hayi siphile kakhulu. Ye, nathi udaba ungathini ngalo?
Ya, udaba siyaluzwa sibili ke engakubamba ukuthi khathi sesinje. Kusona kube lobandlululo kakhulu ekwenzakaleni kwalezi zinto ukuthi kadona umhlaba kakuboni yini senzakala nje kumathini zathini.
Akucace sibili.
Ngokunye kwezinto ezikhangele ukuthi zingakale.
Mhm. Ukubeke bhadla sibili baba, khuluma sibili mhambi. Usitshela ukuthi wena ubona ngani inketa bejabu yankona imenjani? Asitshayi swihli inja, swihli umphili la. Sicela ukufaka sibili.
Ngisekela kule insizwe kathi khuluma kathesi eseBotswana, ngakhangela kakhulu okwenzakalayo. Kungani ukuba lobandlululo nje nasekwenzeni nje kakhulu. So khona lokhana kuyaphula uthando.
So singathi kuyamemetheka ukuthi kunento ezingahambi kahle.
Ya, izinto zikhanya zihambi kahle nje. Yalibana kunanzelelwa kuchaya nje sobale kwenzeni kwezinto. Singakhona ukuthi izinto zisime ngendlela eqondile.
Mhm. Pho ke manje kumele kwenziweni mhambi? Tshela abantu.
Asazikeke khona kakhulu lokhu kudingakala ukuthi bona iziphatha amandla kakhulu ezizo
kubone khona. Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke phosela ukugcina baba.
Hayi ke kakhulu ngijabule kakhulu ukuthi lami lindole, ngicela ukuthi ekuyeni phambili lindithinte ke. Nami ngenelise ukuba ngiphosa ukuba ngifisa kusemoyeni.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu emkhambi baba ungadinwa kusasa.
Siyabonga baba.
Yeah, so Mhambi is complaining about this so-called segregation that he's seeing in soccer. He says, things are not going well. So he believes that maybe something better can be done in terms of team selection. He says, like what Tony and others are actually mentioning. He's not happy at all. Yeah.
Let's go to our Shona Facebook page. And many people are writing there. We have evangelist Emmanuel Mugwindi, who says, aiwa tiri kurwadziwa nekubuda kwakaita Zimbabwe. Ignatius Gina Machingura anoti Lloyd, it's not about Zimbabwe, it's about the PSL. Vanhu vanotamba bhora avo vanodawo mari, toda vanhu vakaita Savana Magaya. Then there is Ignatius Gina Machingura. He says, where is this number? I just want to phone now. Gibbs, you can give him the number there. And then, of course, we also have Love Mom Dzingwa. Love Mwanzi Pamberina Mabgabe. I don't know if we are. This is not politics today. It's about Chan.
Yes.
Do we still have Muzondiwa Mkadza on the line? Muzondiwa?
Yeah, hello, gentlemen. Yeah, I'm available.
Yes, but Muzondiwa, what is really surprising to me when it comes to the team selection is also the exclusion of junior players in this Chan tournament, just like we saw in the COSAFA championship. Is that not problematic for the national team proper? Like when you are playing for the African Nations Cup and the World Cup, of course, we are seeing just players who are, you know, not so young.
Yeah, the other side of the, okay, yeah, I understand what you mean. It's ideal if long term it will work if some of the junior players are introduced at this stage where, you know, they can sit on the bench and then they'll be introduced, you know, gradually into the senior team or introduced into the games with time. It will help long term. I just wanted to go back to, I think, what Alexander and Koi, you know, touched on. I think they touched on the financial restraints that are probably, you know, hampering our progress, which I think with no money or with no finances, I think the motivation is not there. And again, the junior program that, you know, Mr. Kumede is an advocate for, it's unfortunate maybe he didn't get the support that he needed, but we have to think again because, you know, the young ones are the next generation, so they need to be nurtured. I'm afraid, you know, when I tried on something, when I said last 2 weeks I was back home, there was a few mentions. I think one of your callers has just said, you know, segregation of team selection is something that is, you know, a big hindrance. But I hate to think it's the cause. We might find all sorts of excuses, but at the end of the day, you know, we look at the Rena Serbish squad. It was full of high-end players. And then we go to the, you know, my time when I played under West Off, I think almost 8 to 9 players, you know, were from Bulawayo. And, you know, we still got the same support. So I would hate to think, you know, it's the cause of us, you know, losing games. Fine, people always find something to blame, but as a nation, we just have to support whoever is put on, you know, our jersey. That's all what I can ask for, and that's what I will probably say to the people out there. You know, we as Zimbabweans, we have to fight the same cause.
That's very true.
Yeah.
That's very true. Gibbs.
Do you agree with that, Tony, with that kind of assessment from Gaza?
Yeah, I think like he's alluding to the issue of financial resources. Maybe we need to come up with a model that is sellable to corporates, that is sellable to big companies that can come in a big way and support the financing of the game at grassroots level. We can't leave it to Delta Beverages and Coca-Cola alone, but we need to go deep down and have a whole lot of involvement, a wholesome involvement, and this teaming up of Premier Soccer League teams and secondary schools and colleges and primary schools and everything that falls under the ZIFA structures, because that's why ZIFA structures start from area zones. But have we ever had even a single player playing for the national team that is coming from any area zone across Zimbabwe? No, we have never had. So it's just they just exist for the sake of adding board members to the General Assembly, but not necessarily for adding a player to the under-17, to the under-20, or to the under-23, or to the senior team. So if we try and remodel and relook at the way we are doing things, and with a particular focus on financing the game, maybe we can reclaim those better days, and things maybe will go back to place.
Tine mwe mutereri ari parunhare, magadi.
Ndipo magadi.
Aiwa, tiripo yedu, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ya, inini tekuona kwangu pamutambo ikoyo. Andi blame coach kuti akatadza, because ndo ma players angari panzvimbo akatambisa. So chakakonzera kuti ma players edu akatengwa kunzo kwa regizivi ya kuno zotamba mutambo ichi.
Hello. So nanakano vunza stand divani. Hello.
Maira.
Maira.
Yes.
Aiwa Maira ka pamutambo wechani ka apabvumidzwa kutora vakovala vekunze vakaita sana knowledge musona nyangwana Ovid Karuru vanotambira ku South Africa. Mukombe wema players anotamba muZimbabwe chete vana Highlanders Dynamo ZPC Kariba saka vekunza vatombobvumizwe kuuya.
Ora iti ndo mamirira kaita
ndo mamirira zvakaita ehe.
Kunyangwe zvazvo zvakadaro varipo pacho pa ground pacho inini handioni kunge vari kupiwa mari ino wafadzeni. Saka vanhu vanokwanisa kungotamba vachingotiwo zvitibve nekuda kwekuti panonga hapana kwanongochitarisa kuda kuenda nekuda kunongochionwa mari yacho kuti hapana zvoyari kuvashandisa.
Saka dei pagadziriswa dambudziko remari iri.
Dambudziko remari ndo ranoita muZimbabwe zvinhu zvese hazvisi kufamba nenyaya yekuda kuti mari mari mari.
Aiwa ipapo tingawirirane nekuti ndakaona even kuvakomana veCapes United ndo zvimwe zvinenge zvainetsa kuti vanga vachine mukana wekuti vangaenderere mberi asi hazvina kufamba vanenge vaingonetsanawo futi nevakuru vechikwata icho chine nyaya dzemaridzi.
Ya, panyaya yemari ndo pane challenge hombe vakagadzirisa ipapapo tinoona kuti mutambo wedu unoenda kumberi because vanhu vese vanotamba vanotamba vachitoiswa effort yavo nekuda vanongochizoti pane cheuviri chetiri kuzowana kana tichinge tahwina. Saka so kana pasina cheuviri chavanongochida kuzowana hapana kuti vangatamba because vanonge vasina chavari kutarisira. But kana munhu aine chaari kutarisira unyatsoziva kuti apa ndo pane raramo yangu, aiwa ha mutambo ungadai wakatambwa zvakanaka chese.
Hanza ungangofire kwaya ya Japondo mune muchingonzi muri kuimba asi hapana chaunowana.
Hapana chaiko chaiko, kunyange ukangotarisawo varimo mugovernment vacho vari kushanda kupi kuna Nakanzuru mararango zara mutauni inyaya yekuti hapana mari. Saka vanhu havachashandi, saka semaplies nekubhora ikokoko mari hapana. Saka havangakwanisi kutamba mutambo nekuda kwekuti mari hapana.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa neniwo maita basa.
Tinotenda zvikuru. That's Mr. Maira there. He said that it's the problem that we are talking about. You know, players are not being paid, and if they are paid, they are not being paid on time. And as a result, he's saying that you know, this is why they are not putting any extra effort. They are just playing for the sake of playing. You know, it's kind of a social soccer. And he says that is what is affecting the performance, Gibbs.
Now let's go back to Alex Maseko. Maseko, if ever there is something that can be done for Zimbabwe right now, what can be done to actually improve the situation, you know, on the ground so that the team may do what is supposed to do, you know?
Okay. First things first, I'll also ask I'll pose a question which I don't need anyone to answer. You know, it's like a question whereby it's like I'm relating to you, to the people out there. All right. What makes our country or the corporate not to be involved in soccer, and individuals are the ones who are involving themselves in soccer? You find obviously, people are saying Professor Umagaya must sponsor the team. Why not big companies you know, like what used to happen before. You remember when we, when they were stars at the end of the year, at the end of the season, we used to play, those who were selected as stars used to come in and play against Islanders. And we were wearing red, you know, colors which would resemble the company, like Netball or Lion, you know what I mean? We could play a game. That is part of, it was part of Zifa's fundraising, a game, you understand, with Lion being sponsoring, and but it was full. Those kind of games whereby, you know, Zifa can also raise money, you know, for themselves to help the national team, to pay the national team, those kind of things. Going back again to what Tony said about the corporate, I'm still surprised, as I said earlier, when you find an individual like Makaya, he wants to, he's an individual. Listen, he's working for himself, he's making money, but he's one person, he's not a company. And then the companies are pulling out. Why can't we go back and try and persuade those companies to get into soccer so that these guys can get paid? Yes, I would tell you, if they want to, listen, they can employ me as a sales or marketing person, and I will come in and go and talk to those companies and make sure that, you know, the boys will get paid. I don't have a problem in doing that.
No, they'll because think that you are looking for a post.
No, I don't want to take anyone's job, but you know what? We want to help our country. We want to make sure that, you know, these guys get paid. If there's no finances around, let's try and find a solution. We must stop complaining. We must stop all these kind of things and saying that, hey, the coach, hey, the team lost, the other kind. We lose, as Zondo was saying. We lose some, we win some. Right? And you can't blame coaches. We don't prepare in time, and we end up blaming ourselves when we start complaining again, but we need to find a solution. Solution is finances. And how do we raise those finances? Which means we have to go back to the drawing board again and start approaching those corporate companies to help us.
Thank you.
And let's go back to Tony. Are you on the line, Tony?
Yes, I am, Blessing.
Yes, but, you know, most of the companies are actually struggling. And when I think the best prospect might be Econet, but remember there was that problem between Econet and Net One. Econet ended up pulling out, but, you know, surprisingly, Masiwa is sponsoring the Botswana League and other, you know, sporting activities across the continent. What's happening?
Yeah, I think it's probably because he doesn't want his company to be involved in things to things that have to do with politics, because I think the issue between Econet and the Net One at that stage was really more about politics more than football. So really, I don't think he wants to. He has built himself into a corporate guy. He doesn't want to involve himself more into politics. So he will put his money where he sees no political interference in his investment. Companies really, yes, fine, they are struggling, but we have got other companies that can also come in and assist. We have got companies like Mimosa. They are doing well, sponsoring FC Platinum. We have got Zimplats sponsoring Gezi Platinum. We have got Tongat and Willet were sponsoring Triangle. We have got ZPC Kariba. Why can't we go back to those, like what is Alex is saying? Why
thank
can't
you.
We go
thank
back
you, Tony.
And present.
Thank you. And unfortunately, no extra program. Time. No extra time or injury time. Thanks, Tony. We want to thank our guests this evening, Wellington Tony, Alexander the Cool Ruler Maseko, and also Mzondi Walezi, Mzo Mugaza, and Mo Moyo. Thanks also to our viewers, our listeners, and those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. And not forgetting our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Babu.